to talk about some key elements of your future, of course, and of your business. As we look at the world of persuasion, motivation, and influence, obviously everything comes back to promotion, self-promotion, advertising, and marketing. That's a big piece. Now, when I talk about the success blueprint, what that is that there's four areas of a business that are critical to your success. We've studied businesses. We've watched businesses. Again, 96% of all businesses fail with that in the first 6 years? So the four areas are personal mastery, which is self-persuasion. The second area is persuasion. That's sales mastery, human psychology. The third is influence. That's leadership and trust. And the fourth, your communication and presentation skills, or what we call your verbal packaging. Speaking over the phone, speaking face-to-face. Now, those are crucial, but wrapped around those is your ability to prospect, to market, to approach people, to promote yourself, to promote your company, all critical elements of your success. That's why when we talk about advertising and marketing, it's still important to get people into your world. Understand that advertising reminds your customers and prospects that you exist. It enhances your reputation, encourages customers to buy more, and attracts new customers, and it replaces lost customers. Very important that you understand that. My undergraduate degree at the university was actually in advertising. We had to work for advertising agencies. It was really interesting to see that world and how the research that they would do to find out about their prospects, their customers, their demographics, the people they were trying to reach. In fact, the joke was that only 50% of all advertising works. They just didn't know what 50% it was. And people are so hungry for information. Even when you go, for example, to the supermarket, they'll give you those little value cards that they scan. It's not a value card. They're trying to track your purchases. You'll get a phone call later on. What are you watching? What are you listening to figure out what's working? Because the effectiveness of advertising has gone down. So you really need to make sure you do it the right way. Advertising can do wonders for your business. Knowing the market, doing a marketing analysis. For example, if I came up to you and asked you about your product or service, what would you say? You know, if I've never heard of you, can you tell me in 20, 30 seconds? How do those features benefit your prospects? What kinds of people, businesses do you need your product or service? The big mistake here is, well, everybody needs it. Well, that might be true, but that's the worst thing you can say. Because you know that 80% of the people only buy 20% of your product, and 20% of the people buy 80% of your product. Who is it? Is it mostly male? Is it mostly female? Older? Younger? Sure, a little bit of everyone will buy your product, but who is the majority? You have to find those out. Where can you find them? How can you find those databases? What is your front end, your back end products? What are your competitors doing? You have to know, otherwise you're shooting in the dark. In fact, it's kind of fun to see a lot of different companies and the mistakes they make trying to translate their products into other languages. The world famous, and we're still not sure if it really happened, was when Chevy had their car, the Nova, which in Spanish means Nova, Nova doesn't go, and it didn't, of course, sell in South America. And even in Mexico, when the Got Milk campaign arrived, it really meant, are you lactating? Turn it loose. That Coors did was suffer from diarrhea when it was translated into Spanish. When American Airlines put leather seats in their first class, it said fly in leather, which meant fly naked. And even in the Middle Eastern companies, things like finger licking good from Kentucky Fried Chicken was eat your fingers off, which has a little different meaning. And Jolly Green Giant in the same country was intimidating green ogre. So it's interesting to see the different things that are happening, trying to get your meaning across. Even when you look at newspapers, some famous headlines that I've seen, patient at death's door, doctors pull him through. Or diaper market bottoms out. Or Queen Mary having bottom scraped. Or autos killing 110 a day, let's resolve to do better. So you have to look at your message. It might make perfect sense to you, but not to your prospect or your client or your customer. Because understand, a confused mind says no. And when you ask them if they understand, most of them will say yes, even though they have no idea what you are talking about. So, advertising, marketing, self-promotion, understand when you're talking about word of mouth. For example, restaurants, places to visit, hotels, movies. Most people go to those just based on word of mouth. In fact, when asked which brand is best, what do we listen to? Friends is 36%. Family is 31%. Magazine is 23%, newspapers 20%, internet 16%, and other people is 16%. This is based on Roper reports. So the reality is people, family, friends, and either other people, that's 70% of the choices we make. So when we do marketing and advertising to others, we need to make sure we do it right the first time, because word of mouth is so powerful in your business. Marketing, advertising, even shopping, it's all a science. It's a science you need to understand why we buy. Impulse purchases. Do you understand that 60% of things we buy are bought on impulse? I mean, look at supermarkets. Why do you think the milk is in the back? Okay? The milk is in the back because we have to go buy the chips and the ice cream. They know when you walk into a mall or to a store, you tend to go your driving pattern. So most people tend to go right. And when there's more interaction and contact, people buy more. The more time you spend on an internet site or in a store, the greater the chance is that you are going to buy. We know that when people wait for anything, they judge you as far as lack of service. They know it, but larger carts, like in Costco, people buy more. And when McDonald's says, do you want to supersize this? 47% of the people did. So there's certain things to understand when we talk about shopping and creating atmosphere is so important. Because think about it. When you go into an antique store, there's a certain atmosphere. You don't want everything placed in order. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. Or when you go into a Nike town with all the videos and the shoes and displays, you feel like you could win the gold medal. Or hospitals. We wouldn't want a hospital painted black. Law offices, dark wood. So atmosphere is also critical when you talk about creating the right atmosphere for a prospect, client, or when you start thinking about doing marketing and advertising. So, think about, who's your market? Where can you find them? Why do they need your product or service? What is the great benefit? And this is where I want to pause. It doesn't matter what you think the best benefits are. It's what they think. A lot of rookie persuaders, they come in and they vomit 6, 10, 12 benefits. The prospect doesn't care. There's one or two they're interested in. That's all they want to hear about. You could be over-persuading, overselling, over-advertising. You have to understand the demographics of the people you're talking to. You know, ask them, how did they first hear about your product or service? What do they like best, find most useful about your product or service? Ask them, how could it be improved? Most are pretty honest. What other product or service would they like you to offer? What is the single most compelling reason for choosing your product or service? And then find out what media do they read or watch or listen to, or what websites do they go to. You have to have this information. Knowledge information is power in persuasion, marketing, and advertising. You can even think about promotional events, promotional ideas. What can you do to get your name out there? Is it a contest, newsletter, a demonstration, a seminar? Can you get a sample in their hand? A speech, article, some bonuses, coupons, premiums? Everyone's a little bit different. I just want you to start thinking about how to enhance and grow and expand your business. Do you need to use Yellow Pages, magazines, direct mail, billboards, internet, newspapers, radio, TV, telemarketing, signage, joint ventures? Do you need to start public speaking? What advertising tools should you use to really magnify your business? They say you're looking for a pool of hungry fish. And those fish want to know that you have a great product or service. And one of the great ways to do that is through what we call social validation. They want to know that other people like it and use it and recommend it. They don't care what you say many times, but when somebody else says it, that's all they need to hear. Because think about it. When Oprah recommends a book, instant national bestseller. Because people know if she recommends it, it must be good. Because with social validation, the greater the number of people who find any idea correct, the more the idea will be correct in their mind. We want to be part of the social group. Remember when you talk about friends, family, and just people in general, that's 70% of the decisions we make as far as products and purchases and services that we buy. Even by saying something that's most popular or fastest selling, it's a number one download. I mean, you walk into a bookstore, what do you see? The New York Times bestsellers. Those are the type of things you're looking for. And as a great persuader, you need to be collecting testimonials. You need to be collecting endorsements, because for many people, that's all they need. So what type of testimony should you get? Well, I'll show you the power. The power is video testimonials outpull audio testimonials, which outpull written testimonials. But of course, written is better than nothing. And when you get a video, you can convert that to all three. And you can put them onto a website. It's so easy now with sites like instantaudiogenerator.com or audiogenerator.com to post those type of things on your website. When you get endorsements from people, their credibility transfers to your product or service. This is a billion-dollar business. You look at people like Bill Cosby. We like him. Great guy. And when he endorses different products, everything we like about Bill goes to those products. Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. We love Tiger. Great golfer. Everything we like about Tiger transfers to those products or services. And on the contrary, if they don't like that person, those same feelings transfer. O.J. Simpson used to do Hertz Rent-A-Car. Michael Jackson used to do Pepsi. Kobe Bryant used to do McDonald's. So it can go both ways, but endorsements are very, very important. And endorsements and testimonials are much easier than you think. Most people are more than willing to give them if you ask. So how do you get an endorsement? Well, it's much easier than you think. Just ask is the first piece. And when you ask, make sure you have great questions that will help them share with others why working with you was such a great benefit to them, why it was so profitable to them. And if you're asking for a written testimony, what most people do is says, hey, I appreciate doing business with you. I appreciate your willingness to give me an endorsement or a testimonial. Here are three paragraphs or here are three blurbs. Choose the one that you like best. If you want to change a few words, that's great. Or you write your own. Usually they'll check one, change a few words, make it their own. Make it as easy as possible. Endorsements, testimonial sell gives it social validation. You need to learn to promote yourself and promote your product. And understand with any business, it's what we call the funnel. You need to get people into your business through a funnel, meaning how can you get them to know about you? Is it something in print? Is it an audio, a video, a phone, something digital over the internet, something live? To get them to know about you. And then from there, do you have a book or a videotape? Then from there, a manual, newsletter, seminars, home study courses, personal coaching. It's a funnel that you bring them through to where you create a group of raving fans. Because the main thing you want to understand when you talk about prospecting and marketing and your clients and your customers is their LTV. What that is their long-term value of a customer. They're not just going to buy once. They're going to love your product or service, want to buy again and again and again. Each of your customers is worth thousands of dollars if you take care of them. So make a goal to keep your customers loyal to you and your products for 10 years or more. The longer they stay, the deeper they go into your funnel, and the more money you will make in the long run. And this goes back to the law of involvement. How can they see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, get to know you? Again, can you give them a book, a special report? Is it a newspaper column, a magazine, a brochure, a calendar, a free DVD, a sample, a free interview, a teleconference? Whatever it is, try to get them into your world so they know that you're offering a great product and service. Understand, too, something simple on the front end, and then you could also have what we call the back end, other products and services that they'll love to have. And that's what you want. You'll have many customers and clients that no matter what you offer, they will purchase because they know it's going to change their income, it's going to change their life, it's going to change their health, whatever your product or service is. Because as Mark Victor Hansen says of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the sole purpose of your business is to find customers and keep them. So how can you find them? There's so many different ways that we've talked about. And this is kind of a brainstorming session for you to think about your marketing, your advertising, your promotion. Do you need to learn to become a public speaker? There are so many people looking for speakers for lunchtime events, for conventions. Can you talk about your product or service? This is the number one paid skill out there. Sure, you may suffer from lalliophobia, which is the fear of public speaking. And my suggestion is get over it. Okay, understand you can prepare yourself. There's different ways to do that. Learn to speak in public. Learn to persuade. Now, there's a big difference between presentation and persuasion. Seen some great presentations where people bought nothing. Big difference between informing and influencing and convincing and communicating. So you need to combine the power of persuasion with public speaking. Get past your vocal fillers, your as you know. Look at your nonverbal behavior. Learn to connect with people. Your people skills, rapport. People want to be around you. This is critical for getting your name, your business, your idea out there. Do you know your audience? Do you really know what they want? Tired of rookie persuaders just coming and vomiting their features and benefits on me. Do you really know? Can you ask the right questions? Do you know their demographics, their wants, their needs, their capabilities? Know your audience. It is critical to your success. Do you want to take a look at the world of telemarketing? That's another great way to get your name out there when you do it right. Now, obviously, there's some telemarketing firms out there that have blown it, that they use the old school to where they either beat you up, either upset you, or sell you. And, you know, these closes work 5% of the time with a 50% buyer's remorse rate, but telemarketing is something you need to really expand your business. Because we found that it will double and triple your sales, it'll increase your contact with customers, and when done the right way, your customers love it. It'll increase sales to your existing customers. There's many things you can do with telemarketing. Sell products, set appointments, give reminders, give information, do market research, do surveys, all different things you can do over the phone, and the phone rates are dropping dramatically. Is this something you want to have in-house? Do you want to outsource it? If you want to outsource it, that's a great way to do that. Your percentage will go down. Maybe that's okay with you. And you really have to make sure it's the right company so they don't destroy your image, your name, or your company. If you're not sure about telemarketing, what about voice broadcast? Where they can take your voice, a message, and leave it on answering machines across the country. Is it email, internet we'll talk about, fax, broadcast? There's some legalities there you have to understand. Doing direct mail, that still works. Those are the things you really need to take a look at. And as you build your organization, your business, understand that your leads, that's your gold mine. Create a database, take good notes, track and report. Do everything you want to do with your consumer, your customer, and your client, and fulfill in a timely manner. Notify your new customer when it's going to come. Make sure it's traceable and solidify. Talk to them. Over-deliver. Give them more than you promised. Makes a customer very happy. Another side of telemarketing, of course, is teleconferences. Where else can you reach 500 people from the comfort of your office or your home wearing your pajamas, and they're from all over the world, a very cost-effective way? You can record them, post them on the internet. You can reach thousands with no travel cost. On average, I'll do about 8 hours of teleconferences a week. It's great. I travel less. People still hear your voice, and the customers still really enjoy it. Another vehicle, you're probably already there. We just need to fine-tune a little bit, of course, is the internet. Wow. When you look at snail mail versus email, the high mailing cost of traditional marketing versus the cost of internet marketing, it's amazing. In fact, when you look at the numbers, as far as contacting 1,000 people, direct mail is over $300. Newspapers around $30. Television's around $15. Radio 7, national magazine 7, and internet's about 3 cents. So it's very cost effective. So when you look at marketing information or yourself or your company, internet is the way to go. Part of that is creating affiliate programs. Can you create a product, a service, a CD, a report that other people will sell for you, and you get the lead, you get the person that's interested in your product or service? It's very important that you understand how this works. It's a great way to do this. People hit their list. You're selling an audio or an MP3 and a report for $19.95. Hey, let the affiliate keep it all. You have a potential new customer. It's very easy to do, very easy to set up. You can go to places like clickbank.com. They can set it up. Very inexpensive and a great way to get your name out there. And as you do the internet, the key, of course, is to automate everything. There's autoresponders now. There's templates, things to where everything's automated, from processing your credit card to sending out reminders to frequently asked questions. Your internet's your best friend. And, of course, we don't have time right now as far as internet and search engines, but search engines is critical. They need to be able to find you. There's pay-per-click. There's different ways to do that. You can research that. But I do want to mention the most important thing about your website is your ability to capture email addresses. Because think about the way you surf the internet. You go to a website, you're not quite sure, but there's a great newsletter with a free bonus. You sign up and you might buy their product 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later. And I'm not going to go into spam. You know, you need to be legit. And that's a challenge with that, is even when they sign up with a newsletter, you can prove it. 4 months later, they say, wait a minute, this is spam. You still get in trouble, even though you can prove that they signed up. It's kind of an interesting thing. It'll work itself out, but do be careful with that. And of course, the most important elements of your site, like I mentioned, is it a free report, a free audio or video clip, a free newsletter? Get them into your system. Get them to taste, touch, feel what you offer, and you can create long-term raving fans. So many ways to increase traffic to your website. Be creative. We talked about email. You know, registering on search engines, news groups, renting other people's email lists, doing joint ventures. Some people are still finding success with free links, banner exchanges, cross-promotion, and maybe even use traditional direct mail to drive them there. And as you get in front of more prospects and potential clients and customers, remember the 4 hours of resistance. If you're getting in front of a lot of people and they're not purchasing, they're not buying, is that they didn't trust you? Is your offer too good to be true? Is there not enough social validation? Is there no guarantee? Things to think about to really put out there. Again, it doesn't matter what you think. It's what your prospect, your client, your customer, your patient thinks. And we look at the 4 hours of resistance, just a reminder, the first R, of course, is reason. You didn't give them a reason to buy. There's no need, no want. And there's also the resources, your time, money, support, ability. Maybe they didn't feel like they had the resources to do that. Then there's the rep. That's you, the representative. Maybe they didn't trust you, didn't create rapport. And then, of course, there's the risk versus reward. I mentioned the guarantee. Is the risk of doing business with you smaller than the reward? That's what you're looking for, and more people want guarantees. That's what you need to take a look at. Now, you don't start off with a guarantee. A guarantee only works if they're sitting on the fence and they're thinking about it, and you found a reason, you know they have the resources, then you can throw out a guarantee. So think about it. Why aren't many of these prospects, these potential customers, purchasing from you? There's so many different things that it could be. Now, it could be frustrating on one end because there's so many things, but just kind of fine-tune and think about it and start narrowing it down. Remember, up to 95% of persuasion involves a subconscious trigger. For example, color. 60% of an acceptance of rejection of something is based on color. They spend millions of dollars in supermarkets to look at different colors and different color combinations. For example, we know that yellow is the first color that triggers them to people's minds. Wow. That's why many fire hydrants and fire trucks are converting over to yellow. Holding cells in prison, painting pink, reduces violence. We know yellows and reds at McDonald's stimulate appetite and cause people to eat faster. It's an amazing thing when you talk about color. One fascinating study is they took coffee, the same coffee, and they put it in four different containers. Red container, blue container, brown container, and yellow container. They thought blue was too mild, yellow was too weak, brown was too strong, and red was rich and full-bodied. Pretty simple, same coffee, different reaction. We notice when you put red food coloring in strawberries or orange in orange juice, people like the taste better. Even pills. When the pill was black, it was too strong. When it was white, it was too weak. That's just a subconscious trigger in our brain. Another way to increase traffic or customers is what we call the law of obligation. We know we feel a strong need to return favor, gift, imitation, or compliment. And we all kind of have a mental scoreboard as far as what people have done for us. That's why when you go to a Costco, they're giving out free food. It doesn't make you buy their food. It just, for most people, they maybe listen, they consider it more, puts it on top of the list. If you were, for example, trying to buy a home and looking at real estate agents and you narrowed it down to five and one gave you a CD on five things you need to know before you purchase a new home, they've given you a gift. All it does is put them higher on the list. Now, if you already liked this person and trusted this person, then they're a shoo-in. Now, if they gave you a CD and you didn't like or trust them and you had no rapport with them, that's not going to help at all. It's just one of those small steps. The more you can do, the better. And it's interesting with reciprocity and obligation that it's embedded in every culture. And even if you don't request it, it works very well. When you go to an audio-video store, many of them will give you a bottle of water. You go buy a car, they'll give you a Coke. They have big furniture stores giving out pizza and hot dogs on the weekend. Same principle. Now, I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about give it, don't expect anything in return, and everything else in place, it'll put you higher on the list and open the doors to persuade them in the long run. Even the disabled American veterans, when they put return address stickers in their request for more money, response rate nearly doubled. Physicians, they were asked to do a survey. They put a $20 bill in the survey, increased response rates. So I want you to think about this. What can you do to use this in the right way? What can you give them to get higher on their list as far as accepting you as the person they want to do business with? Is it free information? A report? Is it a favor? Even a compliment goes a long way. A gift. Is it a time, a free consultation, invitation? Things to think about. What can you give them that doesn't have high cost, but has high perceived value that will trigger some reciprocity that will put you higher on the list? Now, think about this. This is really interesting. You have to understand the world of marketing and persuasion. We call it reciprocal concessions. What it means is pretty simple. When someone persuades you to change your mind, they will be inclined to do the same. Think about that. Let me repeat that. When someone persuades you to change your mind, they will be inclined to do the same. Goes along with reciprocity and obligation. So if there's a few points that you let them persuade you on, they are more open to be persuaded by you in the long run. Something to think about. Again, I'm not talking about manipulation. I don't want this to be as a bribe. It must be perceived as an unselfish act. For example, if you give someone a $50 gift certificate for a referral to your business, there's no reciprocity there. It's already been exchanged. They've given you something, you've given them something. There's no reciprocity because it's equal. It has to be perceived as an unselfish act. And that's what's so fun about your business, your future, what you want to accomplish, is you could take your hobby, your passion, your expertise, and turn it into a business. What is it that you love to do? What are your talents? What are your values? What were you born to do? Those are the critical things to think about as you talk about marketing and advertising and how you want to put that together. How do you want to be different? Look around the room. Look around the cars you're driving. You'll probably see 100 different million-dollar ideas. Do you see a computer, a phone system, a desk, a car, tires, billboards, pavement, cement, clothes, shoes? And here's the thing. Can you be 10% different in your marketing and your advertising? What can you do a little bit different? They call it the USP, J. Abraham Unique Selling Proposition. What is it that makes you unique? You know, Amazon. What makes them unique? Wow, they're easy. You can order books right online. Domino's Pizza used to be 30 minutes or less. Federal Express. They deliver packages. People have been doing that for years, but when you positively have to have it overnight. Mercedes, as far as being well-built, luxurious car. Nordstrom. Service. Can return anything. Rolex or Volvo being a safe car. Think about how can you make yourself a little bit different to stand out from the competition? What is the ultimate advantage with working with you? Do you have an incredible offer, incredible promise, a great guarantee? What do you have? Even at the Persuasion Institute, as you think about things, we can look at helping people become more successful, learning how to persuade and market and approach people and having that confidence. And it's amazing to see themselves dramatically double, triple, and quadruple their income. We see it all the time. People want guarantees. They want an incredible offer. They want some type of advantage as far as working with you. So what is your guarantee? What is your incredible offer? You look at, for example, Columbia House. What do you get? 15 CDs for a penny? Very profitable. Ginsu knives, they'll cut through walls or cut through your car. Just incredible. And if it ever goes dull, you can return it. What is it that you have? What can you promise them? What is the big benefit? I want you to get in the mind of your prospect, your potential customer. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are they comparing your product to? Because remember, with the law of contrast, they have to benchmark your product or service idea to something. That's just what they're going to do. So you need to decide, are they comparing it to a Rolls Royce or to a junky old used car? Because when they say it's too expensive, you've blown it, you haven't built the value, they're comparing it to something else. You look at a CD. What's the value of a CD? Some people say, well, I get a CD for 39 cents. Some people say, well, I get a music CD for $15. I mean, what is the value there? I could sell one CD for $300 if it solved one of your problems that you had. So it's not the physical cost, it's the value. When they think of your product or service, what are they thinking about? They call it affiliation. When they think about your product or service, do they have positive images, feelings, and attitudes? It's interesting to see many commercials on TV that have babies and puppy dogs. They invoke great feelings of great affiliation. Even when they did a study with college students, when their sports team won, they say, "We won," and when they lost, they say, "They lost." In fact, when they win a big game, more people are wearing university sweatshirts the next day. The Olympics. Even when they see people see credit card logos, they're more apt to spend more money even if they don't take credit cards. Pretty simple to think about. What is the affiliation? What is the knee-jerk reaction when they think about your product or service? Remember, I mentioned 95% of persuasion involves a subconscious trigger, even smells. Your olfactory system, very powerful. Does perfume work? A billion-dollar industry? Oh, yes, it does. Look at supermarkets with bakeries. You smell it, you want it. When people are near the smell of a Cinnabon store, they're more likely to donate to a charity. Many real estate agents will have people cook cookies or bread before they show up because they smell it. It transports them 20, 30, 40 years back to their home, the smells. And on the flip side, offensive odors do have the opposite effect. Music does the same type of thing. You want music on your website, on your commercials. When people call into your business, what do you want them to hear? You know, when you hear Jaws is very different from Rocky. Music is another one of those things that triggers many different types of emotions. And another final marketing thing that's worked very well for me, and it might fit into your business, is radio publicity. Did you know they need 10,000 people to interview every day on the radio, and it costs you nothing? Well, why is it free? Well, radio stations really only care about one thing, getting more listeners and keeping the ones they already have. They do this providing good content. So can you be interviewed? Think about it. When you look at your product, service, your idea, I know you could come up with something that's entertaining, argumentative, informative. Can you help people save time and money? Can you make them rich? Do you have an amazing story? Can you solve one of their major problems? Can you make them laugh? Can you share little-known tips or secrets to teach them something new? Can you get them to argue about something? Radio stations are looking for people to interview. You can approach them if it's a local thing. Approach your local radio stations. If it's national, you can fax, email, call. And you can even advertise in publications like Radio TV Interview Report. I believe it's RTIR.com that will list you as a potential interview. So do you have a controversial topic? What do you have to get you on radio? Just another thing to think about. What can you do locally? What can you do nationally? What is in the news right now? And before you get there, you want to create interview questions that are captivating, that interest them, that they want to interview them. I talk about how persuasion's changed in the last 20 years. The five P's of success. What is your persuasion IQ? Success is a notebook test. Do you know the answers? What are some of the common mistakes made by old school persuaders? Or just a few of the common things that I am asked when on the radio. So you need to come up with some type of what we call a media hook. For example, do people really trust you? Are you getting short-term compliance or long-term influence? Those are things that grab people's attention that you need to think about with your product, your service, your idea, or even your charity. This is what I want you to know. For successful business, you need to make sure you have personal mastery, that's self-persuasion, your persuasion skills, that's what you do when you say, influence, that's your leadership, your trust, your charisma, your credibility, and your presentation skills, your communication over the phone, face-to-face, and even one-on-one. Wrapped around that's your ability to promote yourself, promote your product, market and advertise, and really get to know the people that need your product, your service, or idea. So work on it. For example, when someone comes up to you and says, hey, what do you do for a living? There's the door. The door is open for you to say something provocative. Don't say, for example, in my world, I'm a persuasion trainer. Can you say something like, have you ever been in a situation where someone liked your product, wanted your product, needed your product, couldn't afford your product, and they still didn't buy from you? And as they shake their head yes, you say, I make sure that never happens again. Grab their interest. Study your competitors. Keep a database. Have a front end, have a back end. What could you give them free on the front end? This is just an audio of different ideas, things to think about to poke at you so you can really improve yourself in the long run. Get more fish in the pool so you can have a more successful business, a more successful life, and a much greater income.